Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. It's Monstrous Monday over here. We got me, DJ E Monster. We also got Joseph Paul. So we're going to go ahead and get into the show. You know what it is. The show is interactive. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Everything is Monster US Radio. Let's see. Don't forget about our 24-hour stream at monsterusradio.com. Let's see, my mind is not really on point tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and let Joseph Paul lead off tonight. I'll probably have to jump in and out on him, because as y'all know, when he take over the show, man, he take over the whole show. You dig? All right, let's check in with Joseph Paul right quick before I get into some of this new music. I got some new Biggie the new Faith Evans with Biggie and Snoop Dogg on it. I think that's a bumper. I'm going to throw that for y'all tonight. We got the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat. Soulja Boy got problems with his family, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. But let's go ahead over here and check in with Joseph Paul, see what he got planned for tonight. What's good, bro?
Man, what's good with you, man? We're just ready to kick back and listen to some music. Hopefully you got some people calling in, maybe doing a little chatting, a little talking about what's going on in their neck of the woods. Man, it's just a monstrous Monday. Just kicking back and I want to hear what people got on their mind. What do people got on their mind? Everybody's like, oh, it's the Mondays. You must have the Mondays. What the hell is the Mondays?
Uh-huh.
Like I don't know what's going on, but we can get into that. I just want to say good evening and hello to everybody out there in monstrous land. But I think we should get into some music. I think we should definitely get into some music.
Okay, that's what's up. We can go ahead and jump into that. I got some hot new music for you guys. I got some artists that already did some interviews with us, like Kay Allen. We got some Dima Cash. Let's see, who else? I got some other artists for y'all coming up. It looks like we got some people tuning in. And that person won already, bro. They must think it's a Takeover Tuesday, but it is what it is. It is. I need some help tonight, so I'm going to let you take the floor. We're going to open up the lines and let people talk and do that. You know, we don't do that on Mondays, but we definitely going to do something different tonight. So, all right, let's go ahead and get monstrous. Like I say, y'all, I got this new Faith Evans and her husband, the Notorious B.I.G. You dig? Yeah, I got a new track from them. Y'all heard about the, have you heard about the new music that she put out with her and Big?
I haven't heard about that.
Joseph? Oh, okay. It's kind of controversial.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, it's kind of controversial a little bit because some people are saying that she shouldn't do it. You dig? So let's go ahead and jump into this track right quick, and y'all can tell us later on tonight what y'all feel. Should they have did it or should they not have? You dig? But you know what it is. It's monstrous around here. We got music before a lot of people do. A lot of people hit me up talking about, hey, y'all be knocking better than FM. They be so behind y'all. It is what it is. It's just radio. You dig? I be trying to make us fight amongst each other. You dig? So let's go ahead and get into that music. It's about to start right about. Wait for it. Now.
This is domestic and I'm going to stop. Give it L.A. props. Ain't no party like a West Coast party,
because
a West Coast party.
Conscious Monday, Emont and Joseph Paul, Faith Evans. It's about to get monstrous.
Head so hard that your hat can't fit you. Either I'm with you or against you. Format bent you. Back through that maze I sent you.
The maze is a daze. I blaze. I will amaze. Smoking while you're looking with some California A's. Me and Big, what it is, get it in. Sipping gin with the hen in the alleyway. Bang in the alleyway.
Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type. Fifth, that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out. Me and C the Leo.
S-N-double-O-P, Big D. Old school nigga, 84 El Camino, LBC, no, we love Big D, though, I-E-Y, Mickey, even Bernardino.
And when we party on the West party, drinking and smoking all night long. Keep it funky on the West.
We keep it funky on the West side.
Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed. Green. No seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft. Dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West. I'm the king to be exact. Yeah. You better holler at me when you need that chronic sack. I got it all. One call, no stall. On the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Listen to me. Holler at you, dog. Words of the clever forever multiply. Birds of a feather preparing on the fly. Perfection, selection. This is a B-I-G-E-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time. Check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. What it do?
When we party on the
party, cause the West Coast party don't stop.
So you wanna ride with me? Don't you wanna ride? Come and ride with me.
are now in the Monster Mix.
Like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't stop.
You like that?
I like that. That's a hot track.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. That's definitely going to be bumping for the summer. You know what I mean? I can see that one right there going number one. You know, I'm just saying. So, all the hot new music, hot new artists, you know, we do interviews and all kinds of things. And this summer, coming up, Monsters Radio, we're going to start sponsoring some events. So if you'd like for Monsters Radio to sponsor an event you got coming up, hit me up, monsterusradio@gmail.com, put attention, sponsorship, and we'll talk about it. Yeah. So let's see, who did I say I was going to play? Let's see, I want to get into some of that Tay Allen. That's the dude that's got the movie and stuff, right? The Joseph Paul.
That is the one that's got the movie, Facade. And Monsters Radio and E-Monster and Joseph Paul are going to be in it.
That's what's sad. That's what's up. So y'all know y'all got a monster sleep. Patiently wait on that. That did not make no sense. But you understand what I was trying to say. So, all right, man, let's go ahead and keep it moving, get into some more music, because we got the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat coming up. Also, we're going to let Joseph Paul take over the floor. And we got somebody over here tuned in already. 772, we see y'all. You pushed one already. All right, that's what's up. So check it out. This right here is Kay Allen, Dre Highway, and Nate Millionaires. Hey, man, it is what it is. We're going to figure it out. It's going to take you home. This is Monsters Radio.
Take the visor off.
I don't need a girl. Right, don't judge me. Pray for me. But I can't wait to take you home.
Take you home. It's the Fresh Prince. Told the girl that she's welcome to my mattress. Let me stretch it out, Mr. Fantastic. Eight shots deep, seeing double, I'm in trouble. So focused on the booty, wanna pop it like a bubble. Like that, don't even know her name, does it even matter? She's all up in my ear, can I reach a bladder? Of course I can, when I'm faded, I ain't got no worries. Snapchatting with her, I don't wanna see the story. Calling Uber, I've been waiting for this all night. She started twerking on my niggas like, alright. Gator driving 620s, don't look back. About to go G84, Randy Moss is back. Fresh Prince, I let her sit on my throne. She started talking about relationships, you gotta go home. What? Top shelf, that's a lot of Patron. If you're catching any feelings, I just leave you alone. I let her know like,
I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
To me, Casa, I don't know your name, but to me it don't matter. Rap, round of applause. The way that booty moving, she missing it with the sauce. Seen her on the pole, okay, Cedar, Thunder. Made it rain on her, then go holler than the sun. I got a white one, got a black one, the other one, the coupon. I got tens all around and I count on them like a dollar. We was lit in every city, bar, club. Ain't even Tuesday and it still it be going still up. Two more shots and two more bottles. Slim waist, pretty face, and she ain't even a model. When I get her to the crib, I'm watching the head bobble. New alert on my phone, I'm guessing she wanna follow.
Okay.
Make it that one more time. I don't know her name, I just know she fine. I'm gone, hey.
And I don't even know your name. Girl, I'm so far gone, but I can't wait to take you home. Oh, take you home.
Yeah, your male suck to him, hold up. I ain't even catching your name, girl.
What's your name?
It don't matter, cause I know you are the same girl. That bitch there, she went and broke my heart. So why you mad at me when I'm just trying to play the game, girl? You like to play like you innocent, but I know you got bills, you do it all for your benefits. Said I know you got bills, you do it all for the Benjamins. And I see the way you working, but that's none of my business. I'm trying to take you home.
I'm trying to take you home.
You were too drunk to drive. I pulled up in the Beamer, hop in the passenger side.
Let go.
Know you say you bout it, we gon' find out tonight. Know you came with your girls, but they ain't ready to go. We'll take it back to the flow. You just young and living life, you do it all for the thrill. I know it's hard to leave a club if you ain't leaving with meals, huh?
And I don't even know your name. I don't need a girl, I'm so far gone. But I can't wait to take you home.
got some more hot music coming for y'all. We're going to open the lines right after this. We're going to get back with Joseph Paul and the person from the 772. So, all right, I got one more track. This one here is actually D. McCash and K. Allen. So this is I.O.
Yeah. K. Allen, let's go. East Coast girls, put your hands up. West Coast girls, gon' show some. Down South girls, put your cups up. Midwest girls, show me more love. That girl got it, yeah, she got it like she back it up, then she drop it like she so bad that you want it like I wanna show her what it really like I just wanna talk, how far can I take it? Half the bar clothes on the table, butt naked, everything shaking. Tokyo to LA, she got them ass quakes, flip a cup and I'm like, okay. How the hell I find you? Body like a model. Coach would be a sponsor cause you looking like they bottles. So hold that, swallow, click this, follow. I'm trying to be your future, hello to tomorrow. I know that she into me, I feel the energy. Her booty thick, her looks are right, I want her next to me. How the hell you even getting your jeans? I wanna be the one to get right between. Yeah, I'ma get it, I promise I'ma get it. Leaving out this club with a smile and a dishes. I love these women, you gotta love these women. We gon' get it, I'm enjoying every minute like that girl got it, yeah, she got it like she back it up, then she drop it like she so bad that you want it like I wanna show her what it really like Hey yo, I'ma show you how it really go. I start a combo when she tell me what I wanna know. So easy, this game so easy. Good mind on the dime, fine wine, and she freak. Hello, 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 can I get a demo? The digits and the name and the date in the memo. Booty so fat and it's going to the tempo. Up, down, yeah, she ready, girl, let go. Oh yeah, now we riding up the bar. Champagne in the car while we eating caviar. She screaming my name, D. McCash is who I are. She tell me I'm a star and my skills above par. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping. She back it up and drop it, yeah, she back it up and drop it. Put the coochie in the coffin, beat it up and I ain't stopping like hey, that girl got it, yeah, she got it like she back it up, then she drop it like she so bad that you want it like I wanna show her what it really like
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'll be over here breathing, boy. Come on, come on. Hey, hey, I don't do it like them, but you understand what I'm trying to do.
Take the visor off. Take the visor off. I said, take the visor off.
Why? Wow, so I just looked at one guy. It is, it
is. I can always listen to D. McCash and K. Allen.
Oh, hi. Yeah, they do got some nice vibes. They do got some, I can't wait to see those guys live in person and hit the stage. I would love to see the energy they put out during those performances.
I think Dima's got a new Dima's got a CD release party at the Lumber Exchange. I think he's got it's mm-hmm. called The Last Prophet. He's got a CD release party coming up.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
We might have to go to that.
Oh, huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll have to hit him up, see if we can get a live interview. Try to sneak my little self in there. Or sneak our little way in there. so, all right, bro.
See, I'm with the DJ. I'm with the DJ.
All right, bro. We got Elvis on the line from ESD Promotions. What's good, Elvis?
What's good? What's good, my dude? How's everything with you, man?
Hey, you know everything. I'm trying to make everything monstrous on a Monday night. You know the week starting. So you know when you started out with a good push, you can make it through the whole thing. You started off kind of weak.
Yeah, I already know.
Through the motherfucker.
Yeah, I already know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, man, I've been having a pretty good week myself, man. Just met up with a record label and, you know what I'm saying, over here in West Palm Beach. And everything's going pretty good, man. Got shows and events coming up. You know, everything is looking lovely. And I also want to look into some of that sponsorship from Monsters Radio for a summer beach event that I have, an annual. It's called Hip Hop Splash.
Okay.
And we'll talk further about that, you know what I'm saying, when we got the time, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guess this would be a great time, you know what I mean, because, you know, all three of us, you know, we all always got something to say. It is what it is. But let me go over here and let me find some of this entertainment news for tonight. Have you guys heard about this stuff going on with Soulja Boy and his family?
No. I actually haven't, no.
Okay. Maybe that's why he ain't fighting with Chris Brown, because he got to go home and deal with shit at home. You dig? Let's see. I ain't going to be able to pull it up. Let me see if I can see it. Okay. Oh, man. See, I hate when this shit happens. Well, we'll just put it like this. In a series of since-deleted tweets, Soulja Boy lashed out at his mother and brother today. She is a crackhead, and he lives with his dad. He not in the hood. They're looking for a come up. Fuck them. He posted on Twitter. He also tweeted that he gave her $100,000, his mama, when she spent in a week, and she calls him when she only calls him when she needs money.
Ooh.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good, you know.
So, okay, now here's another twist, though. Now, seeing that y'all probably haven't seen, y'all say y'all haven't heard it. Y'all probably haven't heard the Soulja Boy's younger brother diss track that he put out. Yeah, his little bro put out a diss track on Soulja Boy.
On him?
And I'm not going to lie. Check it out in my first regular group on Facebook. If you're not part of the group, you have to send a request. I'll let you in so you can check this out. He goes wrong on Soulja Boy. I'm not going to lie. He said, what did he say? Something about you got robbed in your Bentley. How you going to be a gangster and get robbed at a Blinky?
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah,
I got to say this right now. How can you make fun of someone and say they got robbed in a Bentley? The person's sitting in a Bentley, first of all. What do you got to show? And I'm just saying like this. I don't listen to Soulja Boy and I don't do anything like that, but as far as like the internet and breaking the internet, he was the first one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one to do it, like really break the internet. But his mom, man, Soulja Boy up in it. Why is she broke? Why is she calling you? Oh, man.
you know, that's a good example. As an artist, you know, you can come out and be something real strong. But don't let that shit go to your head, because you can fall. Because I think where Soulja Boy really fell, it wasn't like the music he started putting out after his first album, which was a phenomenal album if you're a little kid. You dig? I'm not going to lie, I liked a lot of it. It is what it is. But it was, you know, a nice younger album. But when he came out, I try to understand where people are coming from. But when he came out and dissed the military, his career, like, basically got cut off. for real. After that, well, nobody really messing with Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was on a strong comeback, you know, trying to get back in the game socially, get accepted, so on and so forth. And then, you know, the whole thing was with Pinky Nipples. What's his name? Chris Brown. It is. Then they got that big fight going
Pinky
on.
Now, that
fight ain't gonna jump off, and now he's fighting with his little brother and his crackhead mama. It is.
Yeah.
He got too much drama. You know, you got to be able to handle all that pressure when you know what I'm saying, when you at that status, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're in the public eye. You know, you can't be out there just, you know what I'm saying, putting all your business out there like that. You got to be able to know how to handle your situation, you know what I mean? You just can't just put it all out there and expect people not to, you know what I'm saying, have a reaction to it, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody feeling sorry for nobody nowadays, especially when you're at that status, you know what I mean?
Man, Chris Brown backed out of that fight. That's all I got to say.
We'll get to that in a second. Hold on. He's saying Chris Brown backed out of the fight. I'll just say on the part you said, Elvis, something great was said to me once, and this is something people don't understand, is you won't be judged by what others do to you, but you'll be judged by what you do to other people. You dig? Just become about stuff
yes.
because somebody slashes out at you or whatever, whatnot. It's cool to respond, but to lash back, whoever comes back worse, and usually when the person lashes back, they try to be worse than the initial cut. Now people who don't really know y'all that well are gonna look at you like, damn, bro, okay, your mom's a crackhead. You trying to get her in treatment? You just gonna put her on blast? But I mean, we don't know the whole judge. She might have been blasting on him. You dig? But that's when you go sit down and talk with your mom. Look, you understand me? Just have a conversation.
He did.
You know what I mean, off of.
He did the Eminem therapy.
Like people used to do.
He did the Eminem therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, off the record, you know what I'm saying? Off the record,
yeah.
You know, you go handle your business, you know what I'm saying? Maybe try to make, you know, help out and get, you know, seek some help, not give $100,000 and fuel the habit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't mind, you know what I'm saying? You can't fuel the habit, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for him to turn his back on her, or you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is, you know, get her some help. That's your mom's, man. She birthed you. You know what I mean? Look, even Pop
right.
did that for his mom. His mom was the same way, and Pop went in there and helped out. You know what I'm saying? To where she was, you know, healthy, and then he started giving her, you know, money when she, you know, not fueling the habit. You feel what I'm saying? But Pop had the same issue with his mom, but he handled his business and he didn't put it all out there. You know what I'm saying? Other than in a couple of songs, but. He actually
right.
went and helped her out. You get what I'm saying? He helped her with her issue and her habit. You know what I mean? And made it a
yep.
thing of the past to where, you know, she could live a daily life without going, you know, to the daily stress. You know what I mean? Of you know, reaching that habit. You know what I mean? But you know, that's he should take, you know, examples from the artist that came before him as well. You get what I'm saying? So far as taking care of those situations.
Right.
I have to say this about when Pac was talking about what his mom was going through, he did it in a positive way. Like he's like, even though you did this, I'm always gonna love you. And even though you did this, I'm still going to be there for you. And even though you did this, I'm still going to support you. And I think that's what Soulja Boy needs to look at. Even though she does do that or did do that or however she conducts herself in public, that's still his mom. And he wouldn't be able to make the millions without his mom putting him on this earth to be able to have the entrepreneurship he has to keep going and doing what he's doing. So he needs to respect her.
Right. He did it in an art form, not as a kung fu form of art.
You say kung fu.
All right, we're going to take a quick two-song break. Like,
I don't know.
We're going to come back. We're going to open the blinds again.
Huh? Like I said, it's hard to put respect on his name, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it out there, you know? Yeah. It's hard to put respect on his name, you know what I mean? I know he up there, but let me tell you something, man. You know, when it comes down to get down, I don't think he really has what it takes, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
No.
All right, y'all, check it out. I mean, if he wants to call me out on that, you know, we can go at it as well, you know? But, you know, You know, I can't put no respect on the name, man. I can't do it.
All I want to say, if y'all do throw something, you dig, I want to be the DJ and let Justin Paul be the ringleader. You dig? Vinny Glass, Secret Monsters Radio, hot new music.
Man, I don't know about none of y'all, man. I know I keep it 100 grand always, man. Always. I don't know about none of y'all, man. I don't know what y'all be talking about. I don't know, dude. I don't know what y'all be doing. None of that.
Catching feelings for a bit?
What?
I don't know about that. A mother... I miss no.
Nah.
I don't know about that. Big check, less than 6 feet?
What?
I don't know about that. Trying to be rich no.
What?
I don't know about that.
Nah.
On the boot thing,
yeah.
Protect your neck, that's 92 tank,
yeah.
O2 tank, loose shoe strength, big T's with a juice thing,
ooh.
Drip, drip when the door's
ooh.
Open, double O's out of running,
yeah.
Few niggas need buying, can't call 007,
yeah.
Three the guys in the pen, yeah, inked up to the end, yeah,
yeah.
Losing all these fake friends, yeah,
yeah.
Do whatever for the win,
yeah,
yeah. KD told OKC, CC, you again, yeah, other side of the fence, yeah,
yeah.
Stay guarded for the fam, yeah, yeah, yeah. King on to a beast mode while a G young got the fans yelling with the beats on. Man, we need more coming.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
G knows, man, I'm texting after all the zeros. When it come to being heroes, man, we don't know nothing. Catching feelings for a bit?
What?
I don't know about that. A mother I miss no.
Nah.
I don't know about that. Big check, less than 6 feet?
What?
I don't know about that. Trying to be rich no.
What?
I don't know about that.
Nah.
Like, you don't know.
No.
I'm everywhere the f- money go.
Oh.
Yeah, right, so they all say.
Yeah.
I'm in good hands in all states.
Yeah.
Man, we working on all day. Ain't nobody that's in our lane.
That ain't
really accurate.
No.
The truth is my back and my bag is safe.
No.
The lack of paper make you activate.
Yeah.
You better grind like you a pastor day.
Yeah.
Been a dream of my whole life.
Yeah.
I been dreaming, no sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Stay scheming all night.
Yeah.
I'm with this bitch that I call life.
Okay.
And I like my to be honest.
Woo.
And I like my women to be flawless.
Woo.
And all of my full of problems.
Woo.
I let the main try to solve them.
Yeah.
That's when Bobby left, new addition. And my family just made a new addition. I was born to be above my competition. And that's too high for the opposition. Man, I gotta get it. Catching feelings for a bit?
What?
I don't know about that. A mother I miss no.
Nah.
I don't know about that. Big check, less than 6 feet?
What?
I don't know about that. Trying to be rich no.
What?
I don't know about that.
Nah.
This is Myra J. It's called Lit on Switch Radio Live.
Kill 'em, gone and pick your hearts. I'm an independent woman.
Monstrous Radio Live. You know, we're trying to get lit on a Monstrous Monday, so we don't have our normal interview for tonight, but we're going to open up the lines and talk with you guys anyway. I got JP, which is Joseph Paul. Over here, I got Elvis from ESE Promotions. So looks like we got somebody else tuned in here with us too, y'all. Somebody from 763. We're going to get to you in a minute. So, all right, let's go ahead and keep it going, you dig? So maybe they'll find out something, you know, join in the conversation or whatever, whatnot, or whatever we are before we open up the line to them so they can find the groove of what we got going on. So, all right, we was on the entertainment news. Let's see, what else are we going to talk about tonight, Joseph Paul?
I'd just like to give a shout-out to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They just beat the Washington Wizards 114. I think it was 114-104. So... Big shout out to the Wolves doing big things. Entertainment news, I got to put it like this. We're only one game out.
One game out. And it's funny. And look, this right here, Minnesota, I know y'all feel me when I say this. You know how it usually is. It doesn't matter unless it's the Lynx. They just win. It is what it is. Shout out to the girls. But if it's the Vikings or anybody else, you know how it be. They be like, oh, we going to beat them. The motherfuckers love us. The games we supposed to win, you know what I mean? So it's nice to see that we're beating teams that, you know, are championship contenders that are good. We've been beating a lot of teams lately, like what, that were good. And we might have beat them by one or whatever. But we've been whipping that ass.
I was
starting to give the people a feeling.
Yeah, we got Golden State. We just whooped. My son's birthday was on Wednesday, so we went down and did a meet and greet with the Wolves and watched them beat the Clippers, and everybody was healthy. Chris Paul, but I got to say this right now. Blake Griffin is one of the biggest babies I have ever seen in my entire life. Like,
okay.
Biggest babies. Like, he's a good player, but, man, he cries. That man should walk around with tissue in his shorts because he needs a tissue every time he gets a foul called on him because he cries to the ref. Like for real. Sports news. Adrian Peterson just flew out to go meet with the Seattle Seahawks. And Eddie Lacy just came here from the Green Bay Packers to possibly sign as our running back.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to give a big thank you. I'd like to give a big thank you to Chad Greenway, all the years that he gave the Minnesota Vikings and what he's done for this organization and everything that he's given to the community. And he just recently retired. So I just want to say on that note, farewell. Thank you for everything you've given Minnesota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're proud to know that you retired with that Viking jersey.
Yeah, man. He was a great player. It's just his age was getting up there, and he just wanted to spend family. But if we get Eddie Lacy and if he stays healthy, that dude was like, man, that dude was like a Mack truck with bricks on the bed. Like, that dude couldn't
right,
be stopped,
right.
But he just has to stay healthy, and he's only 26 years old. If you remember, Adrian Peterson's already 31 years old with two knee injuries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's like, yeah.
Okay.
That's like trying to see a call from Ray Charles trying to see a call through Stevie Wonder's eyes. It really ain't going to be effective.
That's not really the thing. I just want to say, at this point, all the comments are those of the people speaking and are not directly the Monsterous Radio Live. I was going to do that. Hold on, bro. Let's go over here. Let's check in with the other person on the line and see what they got going on Monsterous Monday. 763-560.
Oh,
you heard that in your ear. Yep, it's your turn. What's good? What we got on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Joseph.
763.
Oh, it's a Joseph Paul fan.
Oh, yes. Hell yeah. What the hell? Yeah. What?
We got a Joseph Paul fan in the
eye. I'm on the radio, and why did I have to swear like that? Dang it.
Don't fucking let it happen again.
Oh, no, please, don't you. I'm not the only one. You said the F word.
Yeah, you can't fucking talk on the radio.
You got the F bomb.
Yeah, yeah, what the?
We don't have none of that shit on here.
Oh, yeah, what's that shit, huh? Yep. Yeah, I said that too.
I feel like
how
I got to fill up a swear jar right now.
What's crack-a-lacking, guys? What's up?
It makes you just want to cuss, don't it? You know? What the fuck?
Fuck? What? You're funny. Man.
Man, this is some fucking awesome, fucking amazing,
fucking awesome.
Great radio station.
Sorry.
Just to let you know, if you go to monstrousradio.com, we do have a swear jar, and you owe us $15. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I owe $15. Hell no. I mean, I would if I had the money, though. Because right now, it's kind of hard.
No,
I
need to give a shout out right here. I know who this is on the line, and I just want to give her a huge shout out. Her and her boyfriend come to every single one of my shows.
Oh,
so I just want to. They buy my clothing line. They come to every single one of my shows. So I just want to say to her and her boyfriend, I really want to say thank you very much to Antonio and Angela.
You did a nice job, honey. He said it. I have you on speaker now so that my boyfriend can hear.
Oh, that's awesome. And
yeah,
I just want to say, like,
it would be fun for me to be a DJ because I know all the songs mostly every rap song from rap to country. Well, rap
from
and country,
rap to country.
I do, but not rock much.
All right. You just got to say
awesome.
Melly and country.
Huh?
Same thing. You did.
Yeah, I do like
but
that as, country music. Howdy. No.
But I would also like to point out, just like my son having autism, Angela and her boyfriend both have autism, and they overcome so many things in life, and they're able to make a positive movement. They both work, they sustain their jobs, they live out great lives. They obviously listen to good music because they come see me. No, I'm just
saying. Oh,
but I just
yes, want to
say,
do. Hell yeah, hell
yeah,
bro.
I just want to say a shout out to all those people out there that are diagnosed with autism that don't hear the diagnosis of autism and keep going on with their life and doing positive things.
Yeah, well, and my mom said that we love listening to you, and you will put on a great show.
That's awesome.
Even though you have a potty mouth like my mom. My mom taught me how to swear.
That's good. It is what it is.
Yeah, I never used to swear until I was until my aunt started swearing this year, so I started swearing a lot more.
That's crazy.
You know, some of us suffer with Tourette's. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it fucking happens. You know.
Oh, see, you can see all swear too. You say the F word and you gotta drop the F bomb.
Sometimes with Tourette's, like, you can be talking about music and you're just like cream corn.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I already know.
It's okay, Antonio. They're having a good time. Everything's okay. Joseph's having a good time.
My boyfriend's wondering why I'm saying all the swear words. He's thinking I'm crazy. Am I also
you
guys? Did you guys say the same thing too?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I am not gonna. I did not sign any agreement. No,
Kieran wanted me to ask you if my boyfriend can say hi to you too, Joseph.
He's on the phone.
He's on the because she put on the other. On the other phone.
Is he on the? Is he on the other line?
What?
Say hi,
Antonio wants to talk?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. We got a whole party going on.
So Antonio, talk. Hurry. These people are talking over you. Say hi.
I said hi, bro. That's
what
I'm saying.
He says hi, bro.
He said, hi, bro. That's what he
says. He said that's what he says.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know what this reminds me of? I just had to say what this reminds me of. It reminds me of being back in the 90s with party chat.
Yeah, back in the 90s with Snapchat? Well, yeah, there's still
party chat. There was no Snapchat. There was no, you couldn't see who you were talking to.
Well, Karen doesn't want me to know because she thinks I'm too young to
remember.
She said I'm too young to remember. And that's, I'm too old right now. Not too young.
Don't say too young, because then that makes me sound too damn old.
Yeah, see, so, Karen, he doesn't like you saying too young, because it makes him sound older. That's what Joseph said.
Is there any shout-outs that you want to give, Angie?
What's his name? E-Monster. I have him on Twitter. He's one of my favorite guys, too. Y'all are my favorite. What?
That's
what's up, DJ?
That's right.
What's crack a lacking?
Get it in, E-Monster.
Yeah,
get it in.
Not what? Well, and I do have him on Facebook too. Him and I try to talk on Facebook, but he's busy too, like you, Joseph. I try to talk.
Hey,
to him,
we got to keep doing what we're doing. But we always
love
the support. You guys
are baller shot callers. That's what you guys.
Baller shot callers.
Shot caller. Yeah, sorry. I say that to all my friends that make money and.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do appreciate, like,
we got to do what we do.
When you say hi and stuff like that, you dig? So, you know, I do appreciate it. You know what I mean? You'd be like, I hope you're having a good day.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You know what I mean? I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. And what time does your show end at? 10?
It ends at 11.
Oh, at 11?
Yeah, 11. Yeah, we got 10 minutes.
I was hoping that
11.
My mom would still let me
tonight,
talk to you, some of you guys tonight till 11, but
10.
I don't know if she'll let me.
Right.
I told her
every Monday
Mondays
night.
That you're always there, so.
I wonder if anybody else has come.
Has anyone else called in besides me and gave you guys shit?
Just,
am I the one that really hit me and gave you guys shit? Or?
You already know.
Yeah.
I'm here. Let's get it
I like talking to Elvis, though. Elvis is a very, very, very entrepreneur-driven person, individual. I'd actually like to meet him to see, to, like, listen to his grind. I could probably pick his brain, bro, every time we talk to him and stuff like that. He's just, no, he's just got some, man, he's got some, just some mind moves, man, that could just make people twist.
I appreciate
Are you talking about
that.
Elvis Presley, or...
Actually, I did get my name from him. To tell you the truth, see, I'm from Cuban
descent.
You did? Oh, what?
Holy shit!
Yeah. I was actually born in the same year that he died, and this is how I got my name. He had visited Cuba to do entertainment in Cuba. Elvis Presley did, and my parents absolutely loved him. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, he made a big impression on them, and you know, it's kind of funny that I'm in the music business myself now. So, they named me after Elvis. He passed away in '77, and I was born in '77, and I really did get named after him. Yeah. So I really did get my name.
So that your name is your actual real name called Elvis then, or people just call you Elvis?
No, his name is
no. That is actually my real name. Yeah, that's actually my real name, yeah.
What's your last name then? Is it
Basulco?
It's not Presley then, Presley.
my last name is Basulco, and it's actually
Basulco?
Sicilian, but it's like when they migrated over to, you know, to Cuba back when Lucky Luciano and all of them were opening up casinos in Cuba back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And actually, you know, they came over with them and, you know, I became from Cuban descent after that, you know.
That's cool. So where are you from, Elvis, then?
Originally,
Cuba?
I was born in New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
But I was raised in Puerto Rico. I've lived everywhere in the South, you know, Texas, Florida. And I made my way through, you know, many, many states and picked up mad knowledge from different cultures as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my boyfriend's from northern Mississippi. But
nice.
He said he's been living here for a long time.
So he knows about the gambling casinos over there on the river, you know?
Yeah, I think he knows more. Yeah, he probably knows the casinos in Puerto Rico over by the river. Yeah, he said he liked some of the slot machines there. He won up before on it, so.
Yeah. We've had many trips. You know what I'm saying? We went through there, through the river. You know, the little riverboat casinos that they have.
Riverboat casinos?
Yeah, on the.
Oh yeah, that sounds
river.
Like fun. Oh, so does that mean like you're on the? Is it on the current? Well, I was thinking of. This year, if I have save up enough money, I was thinking of going on that where people you go on the I think it's the on the carnival thing and you and they have like a casino thing and bingo on there and I was thinking of doing that but I don't know it's a lot of money though.
I just go with the people that go to gamble. I don't actually gamble myself.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But I really go for the food and the drinks. You know, and the music.
You only go for drinks and music? That's what mostly a lot of people sometimes do.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do, you know. I go for the drinks and the music, you know.
I think Joseph does the same thing, too, but I just tell Joseph not to get too
drunk.
Because some singers like to get
too drunk. No, I gamble. I gamble being white and still trying to do 1990s R&B.
That doesn't mean anything, though. You could be white and doing that. What in the hell? What in the hell does being white have to do with gambling and that R&B stuff?
Hold on.
Hold on.
I got gotta break it up. I'm gonna play a song right quick, and we gonna come back. We're gonna open up the lines again. If you're listening on your computer, you're gonna have to call us up because as we go off the air, just off of the computer, you'll have to be on the lines in order for the show to continue. The number's 424-243-9649. You don't have to talk. You press 1 if you want to talk. And when we come back, we're going to open up the lines again. So, all right, check it out. It's Lady. She's on Monsters Radio Live tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. She goes by the name of Erin Stevenson. Here's her drop. And let's see, in her new track, it's called Naked, Monsters Radio Live.
Hey, Naked? It's Erin Stevenson, and you are now in the Monster Mix with DJ E Monster.
Are you ready?
Quiet.
Hey, this is your girl, Erin Stevenson, and you can find my music everywhere online under Erin Stevenson Music, or go to my website, erinstevensonmusic.com, or for more, just go to my music plug with my good friend, DJ E. Munster, on Munsterous Radio, online radio with a roar. Girl!
That's right. She'll be on the show tomorrow night, so make sure you guys tune in for that, ask her some questions, see what she got going on. Big shout-out to all the artists that are down at South by Southwest right now, down there getting it in. Let's see who. Mission Republic. Let's see, Cold Peace. Let's see, Making It Magazine, K100, B100, Miss Deb. Let's see, Jazzy D. There's so many people down there right now getting it in. Big shout-out to all you guys. And just make sure you guys get home safe. That's all I ask. Just get home safe. All right. So all right, guys. You did anything else you guys want to put out there we can talk about on Monstrous Monday?
Yeah, I'd like to speak a few things. We got a couple of shows coming up here. We got the Atlanta show coming up at Club Union EA. Club Union for flat shows in Atlanta, April 1st. You can find that anywhere online, you know what I'm saying, at hiphopeverythingforreal.com. We also got Lance Beckerstan in Sebring, Florida, April 22nd, which is going to be crazy. We got even Def Jam donated 30 of their indie artists to perform there, along with the 20 that I have. So there's going to be 50 artists total. I mean, that's with, you know, groups and artists involved, 50 performances. You can also camp out there as well, you know what I'm saying, overnight, because it goes from one day into the next and music goes throughout the night. It's on 10 acres. Mm. And it's in Sebring, Florida. It's called Lance Beckerstan. You can find that as well online, at ESC Promotions. You know, just Google me, and you'll find it on there somewhere. But if not, you can give me a call, and I'll give you the details at 772-267-7736. Or you can email me at B is in boy, E is in Elvis, S is in Sam, E is in Elvis, all the way. That's B-E-S-E, all the way at gmail.com. And I'll give you the info on coming through. The other event, that Lance Beckerstan is a free event. There'll be free food, free beer, free entertainment, and you can camp out till the next day. So I mean, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be bananas. So you might want to look into that April 22nd. That's a Saturday, just so you know. But it'll be hosted by ESE Promotions, Hip Hop Everything, and Def Jam Influences. So that's something to look forward to as well. And then maybe we can hook up with E Monster on this Hip Hop Splash, the annual event, you know what I'm saying, that we do on the beach here in Florida. And I know you're going to want to come down for that one, you know what I'm saying? Because I want Monster at one of my shows, man. You know what I'm saying? I want him to DJ the event, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's see if we can hook something up for August. You know, the annual event takes place in August, you know what I'm saying? You know, that way, there's plenty of time for preparation. You know, I want E Monster back there, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Yeah. Let's talk about that ASAP, because I do have a thing up in Canada that'll be up in August as well. So I got to definitely make sure, you know what I mean, it works out. But man, I definitely want to be there, kid. On the beach, man, please. And that other event you was talking about, now that I've seen some of the previews from last year, I believe it was. Looks like that thing was off the hook, but I'm just telling you, that event definitely something that I should be trying to get to. And I just want to say out there, people, just drink, be safe, make sure you bring your condoms, dispose of your condoms in a safe manner, because don't fucking suffocate a garden snake. He's sniffing around and roll up into your shit and die. You dig? It is what it is. But all right, hold on, guys. We got somebody else that been over here for a minute. Looks like they pushed one. Let's see what they want to talk about. Jump in the conversation. Looks like they're from 612, which is a Twin City. Oh, damn. I hope they like me. It is what it is. 612. You alive. We got on the air.
Apparently, if I don't like you, that means you done did something fucked up on your behalf, man.
But is that Juice G?
You already know. He's been holding me down since day one, so ain't nothing but love right here. What's poppin', Monsters Radio? I just tuned in right when JP was like, what did he say? This shit had me cracking the hell up. He was gambling because he's white and he's still doing 90s music. That kind of threw me off the chair.
I'm trying, man. I don't know people out there got that, but I don't care what you say. That's funny as hell. If you know what it's like to be JP, to get up there and do what he do, you dig? And don't get it twisted. He kills it every night he gets up. I mean, in a good way. Let me make sure I say that right. But I'm just saying that shit is funny as hell. I don't care what nobody says.
Only JP can do that, though.
Right. What's good, Bruce G? What's been up with you, bro?
Man, it's, you know me, man. Still moving. Trying to get some popping, man. I'm working on something right now, and I'm trying to find a venue to do it. But I'm going to have an album release party, and I want to do it this summer. But you know, I gotta find something that's worth doing it at, man. And if push comes to shove, E Monster, you might be called to do the ones and twos.
Well, wait, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the honor, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's only right, yeah, man. But I got a few things coming up, man. It's just, you know what I'm saying, slow process, man. When you're an independent artist and you try to take care of home at the same damn time, a lot of things don't move in your favor too quickly. So, you know, patience is a virtue around this motherfucker, man. And I would love to go down to Florida, man.
Right.
I heard some stuff that's popping up down there, man. Boy, if I can get down there, who shit.
You're more than welcome to come through, man. We here, man. We ready to run this. You know what I mean? We out here.
Already.
Yeah, you'll have mad fun too.
Yeah.
Not only that, you'll have, you know what I'm saying, it's also networking and business ventures as well. You know what I mean? Because when they're out there,
right,
you know, it's not how many people show up, but who is showing up. You know what I mean? That's the main thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Most definitely, man. You definitely got to do some motherfucking linking up. You feel me? And stuff, man.
Oh, of course. I would just walk around the beach singing.
I can see JP. I can see JP right now walking down the beach, just swinging one of his T-shirts and shit, talking about some. Yeah, girl, what's wrong with you?
I wouldn't even do that.
Like Eddie Murphy, when we're talking about the girl on the beach, with the lady on the beach, talking about what's wrong, girl.
I'd be on the beach, I'd be looking for someone. As soon as I see a Rolex watch, I'd be like, hey, what time is it? I'd be like, oh, I'm a record producer. Hold on, lady.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like,
you said it's that time.
They'd be like, oh, Austin. John B done reincarnated in this boy right here. What the hell is going on with this dude? Hey, I just want to let everybody know on Monsters Radio, they let me out for the night. And my lady wasn't there to give me my medication, so I actually got out. I'm still in my gown with my ass showing in the back. I escaped from the hospital tonight. I ain't even lying.
No, I'm just. That is a reason I did not intend on having, man.
I'm just saying, like, I got so much going on right now. I'm 5 nuggets short of a 6 piece.
Only on live radio, I'm telling you, bro. Only on live radio.
Why?
That's all I can ask is
why? Why?
So check it out. Hey, so we got us here saying that, you know, I mean, you talked to Elvis a little bit about, you know, doing some things with him, and you know, that's what Monstrous Radio is all about, making connections with people. So hey, let's just go ahead and take a quick minute to listen to one of Juice G's songs. Something that I believe he should be releasing real soon. If it ain't already released, if he ain't already starting to pump it, we already talked about this. I'm going to get my head thumper, but we're going to go ahead and drop this one right here, because I think this right here will really open up and let you guys feel the type of vibe he has. He came to my birthday party a couple times, performed with me at some other events. This dude right here is solidified. He's, I don't know how to say it, one of those dudes I can confidently call and know he's going to turn the crowd up no matter who show up. You dig? So check it out. This one here is Juice G and Live Sosa. It's called Fuck Up the Summer.
Let's do it. Ready?
Fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
ready.
The fall, and the winter, yeah. The spring,
yeah.
The fall,
yeah.
And the winter,
yeah.
Now what was you thinking, bruh?
Yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out,
what?
Or get reckless with bad intentions. I adapt to all elements.
Element.
Why won't you say this is heaven sent?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip, plotting a whole bunch of extra shit.
Yeah.
Far from the truth is how niggas spit.
Swear.
But now I'm here to set the damn record straight.
Yeah.
Too deep in the beast in this bitch. Don't need no approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
Got mother nature in the feeling. Cause I came to fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
Diversity. Yeah. Just want to take this time out right now.
Let's take this time.
To pay the proper respect.
The proper respect.
To hip hop.
Uh huh.
Cause you know, without a
we would never know people like who? Nas, Swiss Beat, David Banner, LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rich, KRS-One, Talib Kweli, Bad Five Freddy, Queen Latifah, Fuck Master Flex, Africa Bambaataa, T.I., Run DMC, Jam Master J, Grandmaster Flash, Ludacris, Swish the House, B.I.G., Tupac, Snoop, E-40, N.W.A., Curtis Blow, Dougie Fresh, Russell Simmons, Outkast, Timberland, MC Light, hip-hop, let it go. You've been with me since I was a kid.
Yes, sir.
Got me through the struggles of the life I live.
Thank you.
Working on my craft, trying to perfect it quick.
Okay.
Cause
okay.
Keep on evolving, no time for me to sit.
Yeah.
And watch you pass me up,
through
you so much I see.
I swear.
So I gotta give it all I got and tell it to speak so verbally.
Yeah.
Now I gotta pay homage to what made MCs what they are today. Foundations set by the best and knowledge, the fact that they paved the way.
Yeah.
No holding back,
no holding.
Gotta give it all I got.
Cause
I feel like I'm tested a lot. So it's all righteous, so the world that I'm high.
I focus
on one thing, my nigga's the time. Determined to speak to them words like a pie. Get mad at killing your brain, I'm killing the game. The fact that I'm living hip hop. Perfection is the only thing you hear from me. Methodically speaking, it's never the issue whenever you mention your gene.
I swear,
you got a break, cause you hoarding my steps. The fact that you can't help but see.
Yeah, right.
H-I-P,
yeah.
H-O-P,
yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's all you hear soon as I step in your vicinity.
Yeah.
H-I-P, H-O-P. That's in my blood, so I'ma say it. I do this for
him.
Hi.
I got my new
hip
away from him.
Hi. Him. Hip, that I do this for
hip,
hop, hip, hop,
talk to
them,
let
hip,
them know what hip hop means,
hop,
my dude.
Hip, hop,
glad to be.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hold on to that right there. Hey, Juice, go ahead and tell people how can they hook up with you for booking. And I just want to say, I remember the last time I seen you perform that song, Real Hip Hop. I remember the crowd was just going crazy with that hip hop. But tell people how can they connect with you for booking, bro?
Most definitely, man. You can get at me on my email, man. JuiceGillaman@gmail.com. If you want to spell it out, it's JuiceGillaman@gmail.com. Or you can call my phone, man. Shoot me a text, man. 612-310-5021, man. Get at me, man. I'm ready to work. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was hot, man. I liked it. Yeah, it's your boy ESC Promotions right here, man, and I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
I do, man.
That's a hot song, man. I like that. Is that new or you've had that for a minute or?
The hip hop song is off my first album that I dropped. It's called Do I Have Your Attention? It's on iTunes, Spotify. You definitely, if you can't find it, man, you find it on eMonsters Radio Station, man. MonstersRadio.com. It's all over the place. My music plug, man. I do what I do, man. And the Fuck Up the Summer, it was a sneak peek to what I'm working on right now. My album that I'm working on is the second EP that I'm gonna drop. It's called Charged Up. So you know what I'm saying? I'm currently working on that, trying to get that up and running, trying to get that fresh and ready to release to the public, man. That's why I was talking to him about doing an album release party for that album, man, because I feel like that album is going to be crazy. Because if you've heard my first album, you definitely going to be like, okay, he do not sound nothing like he sound on this first album when it comes to the second album. So, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody that rocks with me, you know what I'm saying, keep rocking with me. Anything exclusive is always, and I repeat, always gonna touch Monsters Radio first before it goes anywhere else. And I made that a promise.
That's
man.
For sure.
I made that a promise to E-Monster because he's been rocking with me since day one, since the minute I decided to even go and pursue this music thing, man. He's been pushing me. He's been telling me every damn time I feel like I need to just leave this shit alone because it sounded like motherfuckers wasn't listening to me, man. He'll hit me with that. I will put my foot in your ass if you decide to drop this microphone. Keep playing with me. I'm not playing with you.
Shout out to E-Monster,
hey,
man. You know what I'm saying? Bringing communities together, bringing artists together, and bringing you the best in music, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to E-Monster. Okay. Give him his props. You know what I'm saying? Put respect on that name. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. What a guy. You know what? All right. So
Put some respect on it.
You got to put some respect on that. So, let's see, Joseph Paul, let's see, anything else you want to put out here tonight, bud?
I'm still waiting on Juice G to hit me up for that feature.
You know what? Matter of fact, okay. I just read out a hook for one of the songs that's gonna be on the album, and I was thinking like, Lord, well, if I have to do it my damn self, it might not sound right. So,
you was sitting on the couch.
I'm gonna have to get some of that white boy '90s flavor.
There you go.
Gamble again.
There you go. That shooty bop. No, I'm just playing. Bye. I need to give everybody the information. Joseph Paul Clothing. Joseph Paul Clothing. Find me at JP Clothing 2016. You can follow me on Instagram, Joseph Paul_Clothing. It's moving, it's doing big things, and I appreciate it. And I put all the effort of God. God's been making everything happen because He already made my path. All I got to do is walk it, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing. The music is still going. I want to do a collab with anybody and everybody. On a note, who's ever listening on this radio, my album coming out, I haven't told anybody this, but I'm going to put this on Monsters Exclusive. To everybody that knows me, I kind of stay quiet, but my next album that I'm releasing is going to be under Atlantic Records distribution. So it's moving like that. I'm going to be going on a tour at the end of the summer with the artist. We're going to be going to Australia, Brazil, and Germany. And after I come back, I will be an industry artist. So it's said here first on Monsters Radio.
You heard it first. Are you not?
And on top of that, yo, congratulations. And on top of that, also supporting the show Monsters Radio. We got gear as well. We got outfits. So make sure you hook up with us, monstersradio@gmail.com. I ain't doing collaborations with Nan one of you motherfuckers. It is what it is because y'all don't promote it like I think y'all should. So it is what it is. Holla at me. Help support the show. We got some more stuff coming up with Pee Wee Dread with his, 4340? I can't remember exactly. He's doing some stuff with the Girls and Boys Club, Monsters Radio. We're going to get involved with that because we do a lot of things in the community. We're going to start doing some monstrous things with the kids. Don't worry. We're going to keep them calm. We're going to do some mentorships and things like that. Do some stuff with the radio, try to help them feel, you know, a sense of pride in things that they do. And also make it where they can have their own station. They can make money from their sponsors and things like that. So please make sure you help sponsor Monsters Radio. If you're an artist, please get a sponsorship package. If you're just a listener, please buy an outfit. Get in monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, all right, Elvis, go ahead, drop your info and tell people how they can connect with you.
ESC Promotions. You can just Google me. You'll find all my social media, how to contact me, as well as you can have my phone number, 772-267-7736. Email is B as in boy, E as in Elvis, S as in Sam, E as in Elvis, all the way. That's BESE all the way @gmail.com. You can find, like I said, you can find all my social media online. Just Google me, ESE Promotions. And for you artists out there, man, go ahead and link up with me because we got some big moves happening here. And, you know, I'd like to work with, especially you two that are on here as well. You know what I mean? I'd like y'all to link up. You know, I know y'all going to want to come to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Don't deny that. You know what I'm saying? There's a party on the beach. You know what I mean? Come holler at me, man. Let's do this.
There it is. So, all right, just go ahead and drop your info one more time.
You said me?
Juice Jilla.
Or Juice?
Yep.
Yo, my bad. I kind of slipped out a little bit. My bad. I missed everything you were saying, bro.
Just lift your visor.
Wait, what happened?
Like, what?
He no, said you ride the short bus with a visor.
He was saying how you was going to donate to Monsters Radio.
I'm having a slow moment right now. I'm having a very slow moment, so forgive me if I'm not catching what y'all are talking about. I feel slow as hell right now.
You must got some syrup in that juice.
And don't look, man. You weren't supposed to tell nobody. Shut up.
He must have ate one of them Cali salads. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
I don't even know.
Just because you put NyQuil in your Kool-Aid, don't mean you're sipping lean.
It puts me to sleep.
Oh, they cutting up. No. Oh, no, that's my dude, man. Hey, I actually found out from Juice T when I called in to talk to him on the radio. I found out that I was actually one of the people that kept him going when he was younger, and that means a lot to me.
Bless.
That means a lot to me.
He did. Man, little do y'all know, man, we go way back to when I was like 16 years old. When I really just like got introduced to even doing music, because during that time I was dancing. I was a dancer, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, you get a dancer? Man, we go way back, man. We go so far back, man. The same nurse slapped us when we was born.
Man, damn. Hey, we go so far back when we turned on USA, the Amtrak came in with the cartoons. Put it that way. We go so far back that Pac-Man, Caveman, and Grape Ape was a cartoon. No.
Don't forget the Thundercats.
They're going to keep going. Hey, give me info, Juice, so they're going to keep going.
Okay. Hey, you can get y'all stupid. You can get at me on Instagram at Juice Jilla. That's JUICEGILLA. Or you can get at me on Twitter at GetEmJuiceG04. That's GETEM Juice G04. Or you can get on my Facebook page at Juice G, man. And plus, you know what I'm saying, you got all the information on my Facebook page and stuff. Like I said, my email and my phone number. I might have to update my phone number on there, though. But in case it's not on there, it's 612-310-5021, man. Hey, I'm ready to work. Like I said, took a little hiatus from the music thing for a hot second, man. But even though I took a little, nice little break, he must have been spinning my shit like crazy. So big ups to him. Salute to him. I'm always gracious for him holding me down the way he's been doing, man. Straight up, man. I can go on and on, but I ain't going to keep doing it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you already know you got my support. We go way back like LeBron's hairline. No, I'm just playing.
Damn it, man.
All right. Hey, that's our show for tonight. Everybody, remember, like, comment, and share on the links when you listen to them. You can always listen to the links 24 hours a day, 365. If you called in, I know some of you guys like to listen to yourself on the radio. If you're just a caller, make sure you re-listen to the replay. You dig? We need our numbers to go up. So, all right, on the way up out of here, I got some music. I really hate sometimes being a DJ and I got priority records. That means I got to spin certain kind of music. And with all these dicks in here, I ain't trying to play this next song. It's one of them kind of sexy songs. It is what it is, but, hey, it's got to be heard. You dig? So I got some Twister coming up next. So you guys heard How to Connect with Joseph Paul. You heard how to connect with Elvis, ESG Promotions, and you also heard about Juice G and about when he knew everybody way back when he was dancing at the Lamplighter. It is what it is.
Twister. What up? Jeremiah, tell her.
Mama, could you tell me your name? I'm an all white, so flame is what I'm smoking on when I think about it, when I'm looking at your body, when I see you, cause I really wanna come close, so fly, and I want you the most. Let's have a toast, drinks on me, summertime drop top, wintertime minks on me, too cold, I'm hoping that you really want me, cause I be at you cause I wanna get next to you, in the back of the Phantom Auto Club, in the VIP or at the bar, when I see you, I feel like I'm looking at a star, up the par, just so fly, have a dream so you be in mind, cause I'm just so high. Telling all my boys that you chose me and left your guy. Magnificent situation, I'm so bad that I bumped you. Intense, let me close up this tense distance between us two. Cause I don't wanna go hard like I wanna have sex with you. I'ma take my time and let you know. This seat taken, if it ain't, then can I sit there? Yeah, complimenting like a gentleman because I know that's flat there. All the time in the back of my mind, I wanna say that's my there. With the swag of a diva, hot but not too flamboyant. Nope, wishing I could communicate with her through clairvoyance. Yes. Telepathy, and I can tell her what I really feel about her when I have a thought. Pretty skin, and your lips look so soft. Don't talk, shh, be quiet. Can't you tell what I be thinking about when you see my eyes? They say I'm looking at you like prey, and I'm a lion and I'm finna make a move. What up? Cause I really wanna see her on my arm a lot. Try to be her friend, I'ma be so close, I become her confidant.
That's right.
But play hard to get and tell me, why don't I just go? Well, I think you oughta. So,
I think I need to be careful next time I see Juice G. He hung up right after I said that. Oops, next time I see him, he probably going to hit me with a garbage can and shoot off my pinky toe. I think he mad because I said he worked at the Lamplighter. Damn, my bad, man. You ain't got enough booty holes to look at all these. Oops. Sorry, you don't remember if you go out tonight and drink. Don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business, because we need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Have a good night. Peace. Tomorrow.